It's Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. European and Brazilian market data with insights. Back to the office, now or too soon? A profile of the Internet Association and the worst of CES. This is the Business of Tech. Let's not miss the market data that came out last week. Analyst firm Context has their European data for Q4. It's up 10.2% year-on-year. Here are the highlights. Notebooks grew 37% year-on-year in volume and 31% in revenue in Q4. For the year, up 7.2%. Countries showing the biggest growth? Poland, 30% increase in Q4, the Czech Republic at 15%, Spain 13%, and Italy 11%. France, Austria, and Slovakia all down, 2%, 5%, and 7%. Small and medium-sized resellers dominated, 36.5% of the market. Large enterprise resellers down 2% at 26.4%. Retail and e-tail were the rest of the market. And while I'm internationally focused, TGT Consult, which is ISG's consulting arm, says Brazilian companies are having growing importance in enterprise IT. In Brazil, local firms are nearly half of the market, and those companies are growing significantly in public cloud, managed services, and transformation. So why do we care? Local is the name of the game. What I took more than anything from this was how a local market can engage with its own providers. Anytime I worry too much about the so-called consolidation, I'm reminded of this magic. That's my big reason to care. And for those listeners in those markets, this is specific to you. This isn't just a US-focused show, after all, as there are lessons for everyone in any market. Honeywell has a new study about returning to the office. 71% do not feel completely safe in the building. For remote workers, it's higher at 82%. Importantly, 29% of remote workers said they would look for another job rather than return to a building that did not implement safety measures. So why do we care? The context of this is commercial integrator, which focuses on technology of buildings like conference rooms and electronics. There's good data to dig into here if you want to go further. The data is not just US. The UK, Germany, and Middle East are included. Two reasons to care. You have to consider what changes you are making to ensure your team feels safe returning to the office, particularly if you haven't. Then, you need to know that if you rush it, you will lose staff. The data clearly says both. That's why we care. There's technology opportunity here to be sure, and if you're capable, go mind that. Everyone else cares about those two lessons regardless. I talk a lot about regulation on the show, and I bemoan the question of who will represent us, particularly when we think about the small or mid-sized services provider. Axios profiled the Internet Association, Silicon Valley's lobbying organization. Its biggest challenge is too many firms working at cross purposes. The big companies, Facebook, Google, and Amazon, just have different needs from the smaller members. Plus, they have a leadership vacuum, a funds problem, and members not as well engaged. Now, why do we care? IA feels like it could be part of the solution, at least more than CompTIA, have withdrawn from lobbying pretty much entirely. Providers still need to find a place to get involved. This is a conversation, too. Speak up if you have ones to look at. I was dismissive of CES last week, and I stand by that. For a big trend show, not a lot to latch on to. I do want to highlight the new Worst in Show Awards given by the Repair Association. Who's that? They're a group pushing for right to repair to be the law of the land. Here, they're interested in products that are the least secure, safe, and repairable. John Deere wins for repairability. Their new combine removes an industry standard header with a proprietary digital one, a first in agricultural history. How about Linksys for privacy? They win for their creepy move on a Wi-Fi detector to detect motion using every device in your house as a tracker. There were six winners in total. Why do we care? Here's the downside to technology. We often forget the intentional or unintentional downsides. I pulled one of each. John Deere made a decision to make their equipment proprietary. The second feels a little bit more accidental. The decision is more of an outcome rather than the intention. First is the realm of product designers. My take, there's a lot more to win in ecosystems. The second is the realm of consultants. We make a lot of money making recommendations based around unintended consequences. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access, securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, remember you can support directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio and give what you want. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.